So let's review. The Zakta Mishnah, Matzah Begalu Bekaisel Yashin Harele Shaloi. If someone found an item with a simon in a pile of rubble or in an old wall, he may keep it even though it was hunach, deliberately placed there, because as the Gemara explains, the Shasach Tvei, it was extremely rusted. Shecholoi Maloi Shalamarim Hain. And the finder can claim that it did not belong to the owner or his ancestors, but rather to a non-Jew from ancient times. Matzah Bekaisel Chadash. If he found the item in a new wall and the Shasach was rusted, it depends. Mechetzi ulechud shaloi. If it was found in the outer side that faces the Rosh Hashanah, he may keep it because, as Rashi explains, Echad b'mnei Rosh Hashanah nasnu shom meshachach. A passerby hid the item there and forgot it, and after all this time was certainly miyayish. Mechetzi ulefim shabal abayis. If it was found on the inner side, he must return it to the owner of the house because, as Taisus explains, bal abayis ein shecheach chafatz of yom rabim. The owner does not forget about things in his house even after a long time. The finder cannot claim Shalamirim Hain because it was a new wall. However, as Rashi explains, Beloy Shasach, if the item was not at all rusted, Afilim Mechetzi Ulechutz Chayav Lahachriz, even if the item was hidden in the outer side, the finder must attempt to locate the owner because it is Safek Hinoach, it was possibly placed there, and the person does not forget his item in the short time, and he was not Meyayish. The Mishnah continues, if the owner rented this house to others, even if the item was hidden inside the house, the finder may keep it because, as Rashi explains, the item could have belonged to any one of the renters, and its owner was certainly miyayish because he assumes that another renter took it. The Gemara asks, why does the finder get to keep it? We ought to assume that the item was forgotten by the last renter. Because as Rashi explains, Stam Secher Bayis Kishu Yetzi Mechapas Kol Zav Yosef. A renter usually inspects the entire house before moving out. Therefore, Achreinim Shakhu, Ve'ilu Rishayim Shakhu, Kvar Matzuhu Achreinim. It must be that the last renter forgot the item because if an earlier renter forgot it, a subsequent renter would have found it. The Gemara offers two possible answers. Rish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara says, Kugain She'asu Pundik L'Shleish Yisrael. The Mishnah refers to a guest house that was last rented to three people at the same time. And the Mishnah concurs with Reb Shimon ben Elazar and Daf Chaf Dalet, who holds, Azlina Basaruba. If there's a large number of people in one area, the owner is miyayish because he assumes that a dishonest person might find the item and will not return it. Therefore, even if Azlina Basabastra, even if we assume that one of these three forgot the item, he was miyayish because he assumes that one of the others might have taken it. Rav Nachman says the Mishnah may even concur with the Rabbanan, who generally hold Lo Yazlin the Basaruba, the owner is not Meyayish, because he assumes that all the people in the area are honest. However, in this case of Shaso Punduk L'Shleish Yisrael, the owner of the item certainly was Meyayish, because Meimer Amr Mechdi, Ina Shachrino Lehava Bahadi Elahani, Amri Kamayu Kamazimni Lehadruli V'loi Hadruli. He knows that only the two others had access to the house, and they both denied possession of the item. Therefore, he assumes they intend to steal the item and not return it. As Rav Nachman rules in another case, if a person saw a coin fall from between two people, he must return it to its rightful owner because the owner of the coin was not Meyayish. Since Meimer Amar Mechti in the Shachrin Lehav Bahadoy Elahai, he has a Tainus Vadai, a certain claim to the one other person nearby. Therefore, Nekitna Leva Minale Antu the Shaklise. He can impose on him Yishvus Hasas an oath to make him admit that he took the coin. However, B'shleisha in the Chayav Lahachzer, if he saw a coin fall from between three people, the finder may keep it, because the owner of the coin certainly was Miyayish, because Meimo Amma Mechdi, Trehav Ba'adoi. He merely has a Taina Shema, an uncertain claim, since there were two people nearby, and he cannot impose on them Yishvus Hasas, because in a kitna lahayi, Amalishikalti. Each person can deny possession and claim that the other person might have taken it. Rava makes the following distinction regarding Nafal Mishloisha. Is Beshav a prut l'cholchad v'chad chayav l'hachzer? If the coin was worth three prutas, and there is one pruta per each person, only then does the finder return it because Emer shut fininu b'lei miyayishu. It is possible that the three were all partners who trust each other, and each one owns a share of one pruta. Therefore, when the one partner discovered that he dropped the coin, he's not miyayish because he assumes that his partner found it and will certainly return it. However, the less b'shav a prut l'chol chad v'chad ein l'chayav l'hachzer. If the coin was worth less than 3 prutas, and there is no pruta per each person, the finder does not return them because even if they were partners, each one owns less than 1 pruta for which there is no obligation of a shavas abeda. And if they're not all partners, the owner of the coin was miyash because the non-partner might find it and not return it. Fimar cites a second version of Rava. Ikadamri amar Rava, avagav de les be'el shavas shtei prutas chayv lahachza. Even if the coin is worth only 2 prutas, and there is less than 1 pruta per person, the finder must return it, because eim reshut fininu. V'chad minayu achule achle lamante gabichaver. It is possible that the 3 were all partners, and one partner granted his share to another partner, who now owns 1 pruta, for which there is an obligation of hashavas aveda. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of the various isurim included in the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. In the case of Natla Lefnei Yish Amanas LeGoizla Oiva Bekulon, if someone found an item with a simon, and before the owner was Miyayish, the finder took it with the intention of stealing it, even if afterward the owner was Miyayish, and he eventually returned the item to the owner, he is liable for all of the following 3 Isurim. The Leisase of LeSigzel, because he stole the item while it still belonged to the owner, the Mitzisase of Hashav Teshivim, and the Leisase of LeSuchel Salim, because he did not return it when he found it. And even though he eventually returned the item, matan hu diyovle visru the abed of it, he's considered to have given the owner a gift, but the transgressions for the lost item remain. In the case of not lufnei yish amanas lahachzira la'acha yish niskaven legoizla, if before the owner was miyayish, the finder took the item with the intention to return it, but after the owner was miyayish, he reconsidered and decided to steal it, he's only liable for hashav teshivim because he did not return it. However, he's not liable for leisigzel because, as Rashi explains, leishayach ele b'shas netila. The esigzel applies only if at the time that he took the item he intended to steal it, while in this case he did not intend to steal it when he took it. And he's also not liable for leisuchel esalim because eina hasara ele lekayvish eina v'nimna melahatzel. This is applies only if he ignores the item and refrains from saving it, while in this case he initially did intend to return it. In the case of Himtin La Achinisyaisha Habailam Benatla, if the finder waited until after the owner was Miyash and then took the item, he's only liable for Lesuchel Esalim because he did not attempt to save it before Yish. However, he's not also liable for Lesigzel or for Hashav Teshivim because when he actually took the item, it was already Hefker, ownerless. Zak the Mishnah, Matzah Bechanos Ariel Shaloi. If someone found an item with no simon in the store, he may keep it. Because as Rashi explains, the one who lost it was certainly miyayish, because the store is frequented by many people. If he found the item between the storekeeper and his box, the item belongs to the storekeeper because he conducts all the transactions in this area. If someone found money before a money changer in front of his table, the finder may keep the money because as Rashi explains, the money fell from the customers, but not from the shulchani, because his table separates between himself and the money. However, if he found the money between the money changer and the stool which supports the table, the money belongs to the money changer because we assume it fell from him. The Mishnah continues, Halakeich peris mechaveiro ishashilich lechaveir peris, umotze ben mois, ariel shalai. Someone purchased or received fruit from his friend and found money mixed with the fruits, the finder may keep it. If the money was tied in a pouch, which is considered a simon, he must announce it and return it. Rish Lakish Meshim Rabbeinu makes the following distinction. If the fruit was purchased from a merchant, he may keep the loose money, because the merchant buys from many other people, and he does not know whose money this is. And the owner was certainly miyayish, as he has no simon. If the fruit is purchased from a private person, he must return the money to him because these were his own fruits, and the money certainly belongs to him.